This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us as we are joined today by two of the gentlemen we've spoken to many times in the past. As we head into summer and the summer season, tourism is on a lot of minds, especially the two minds here at the table with me. And we're joined by Otto Karishian, the executive director of the Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau. And also with us, Andrew Miller, executive director of the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, here to talk about the summer season and what it holds, and tourism in general. We like to talk tourism as we head into this season, but it doesn't mean this is the only time of the year for visitors in Pennsylvania, correct?
Oh, yeah. People come to Pennsylvania, you know, every season. Summer's our busiest season. Number two would be fall, but we are gearing up for summer, and because of all the promotions we do, we actually have been preparing for summer pretty much since January.
Are there any off periods, or is it pretty much just slightly slower?
Slower would be the winter.
Yeah.
Once you hit December, January, February, that's all dependent on your winter assets, and we're not blessed with a lot of ski slopes.
No.
But we're getting better.
Yeah.
We're starting to get some winter.
Believe it or not, there's actually, you know, activities for snowmobiling and cross-country skiing and even snowshoeing, but you got to have the snow. So if we don't have the snow, we have very little.
And this past winter wasn't much for that.
No.
Okay.
No.
But Ricketts Glen, though, does a great job with, they've contracted with a third party, and they do a lot of ice climbing tours. So that's helped
tremendously. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
So there's always always something, even if it's not your top draw.
Yeah, you have to dig a little, but it's there.
But Outdoor Rec is.
Yeah, Outdoor Rec. Outdoor Rec has taken off.
Like in the last 5 years, 10 years, or even more recent.
We've been focusing on Outdoor Rec. I mean, we've had the assets between the state parks and the state forest and all of that. We've had the assets, and we've been focusing on it for a while now. But over the last 2 years, you know, with COVID, our outdoor recreation amenities saw significant increases in people participating. Plus, there were a lot of people that were trying to buy, like, kayaks and canoes that had to wait a while. So there was a delayed reaction until they got them and then could get out and enjoy. So nothing has slowed down in terms of outdoor recreation.
Yeah, it's blowing up by being even outside of our region. Just the state parks in general are being loved to death. It's actually, I won't say a crisis, but it's definitely of concern. And they're packed. I know for a fact, Rick, it's, I think all our state parks at one point were just filled to capacity. They just no more.
Now, looking at Andrew's coverage area, the your headquarters, for people who don't know it, is actually at the Country Cupboard,
yes,
which is now no longer.
Right.
How big of an impact is that? I mean, that's, to me, that was, you know, just kind of synonymous with this area. But
The Country Cupboard was a legend, obviously, in the area. And, you know, they were our landlord with our visitor center being on their campus right at the corner. A lot of people thought that they were our employer, and they're not. And surprisingly enough, a lot of people felt that we had a lot of walkovers from the restaurant and retail into our visitor center. And the truth is, we didn't. The people that were there at the Country Cupboard really were there at the Country Cupboard. Sometimes we would get maybe some of their motor coaches when the bathrooms were full, who would come in to use our bathrooms. So, you know, it is funny. We get more drive-bys coming north-south on 15, heading to another destination. We are seeing a lot of people coming in now who had no idea the Country Cupboard was closed, who traditionally stopped off there for lunch or a little break. And we have people coming in daily scratching their head like, I had no idea. So we do our job. We ask them what they'd like to do, and we direct them to other businesses in the Lewisburg area.
Okay, so probably it was more of a psychological hit to the area than money-wise?
I mean, it was a psychological hit. I mean, literally, when they announced that Country Cupboard was closing, I was at the press conference, and my phone was blowing up when people were saying, like, what's going to happen to the visitor center? And every time there was a rumor about what was going to happen to it, you know, I would start getting texts and phone calls. And, you know, I was happy that they let me know before the announcement that Evan was buying it, Evangelical Hospital, and they will be taking over at the end of this month, beginning of June, and they said there's no plans to have us change our location at the visitor center for the immediate future. So, and there's no real development of the Country Cupboard right now. So, and they own a lot of land around Country Cupboard that they haven't developed for years. So, you know, I think that I think we're safe. I think we're good.
And for people who perhaps, you know,
came to the area for the Country Cupboard, they were going there to shop and eat. Maybe didn't even know about the hotels and so forth sometimes.
Right, yeah. I mean, like I said, what we saw is a lot of people using the Country Cupboard as their favorite rest stop to grab a bite to eat. You know, a lot of snowbirds going, you know, south would stop by. And so what we're really running into is those people that basically were out of state that had no idea. And so we're here to say there's lots of other places to eat, you know. So hopefully it's helped other businesses, you know, expand theirs.
Now, Otto, you don't have any quite as dramatic stories as that, but anything in the last year or so that has kind of shifted in your region, that any changes?
With the increase in outdoor recreation and then just the whole COVID protocols and people not, I won't say comfortable with hotels, the short-term rentals has really, I probably would say, has been the largest factor affecting us. That's the increase in the Vibros and the Airbnbs and the Hostaways and everything like that.
Yeah.
And those are, those numbers have just like blown up for us. Pre-COVID, we were looking at less than 2% of our total revenue, which comes from overnight stays, was generated through them. I haven't gotten to the 2021 numbers yet, but I'm guessing, just looking at where we are right now, it will be over 15%. So that's what, like a 500-600% increase just during COVID. Yes, just outstanding. It turned our 2021, even though you're thinking you're in a COVID year, into a record year, because visitors are using that asset now. They're getting used to it and they're comfortable with it and they're opening up left and right.
So is it more of a new world or the old world with some tweaks?
It's like a shell game. There's just so many moving parts even to this day. I mean, you know, we're in the throes of our budget right now. We're trying to figure out, you know, what to budget for the room tax, you know, that is our main funding source. And what we're seeing, and I've got three hoteliers on my board, and they're still scratching their head a little, though things are good right now, knock on wood. I think knock on wood literally is what everybody's doing right now. But they're still a little hesitant because you never know when there might be another wave. And right now things seem really good and everyone feels that we're getting back to our new normal. I know everyone's tired of that word. But even when fall, so believe me, so am I. And as we're trying to do our forecast for fall, they want to be really conservative because you just don't know what's going to happen. What we're seeing this year is a lot of rescheduled events, like university events, weddings, family reunions, and even universities are having anniversary celebrations of events that happened over the last 2 years. So ironically, what we're seeing are weekends that would do pretty good room rise, but are actually sold out right now because there's so much going on. I feel that 2023 might be the year where things get back to normal in terms of not necessarily having a lot of rescheduling of events. But it's things are going really well. I think there is this, I don't want to say urgency. I think there is a desire to get out this summer. I'm very optimistic about this summer, but still in the back of everybody's head is, what if there's another wave? I mean, it you know, I have COVID exhaustion like everybody else, but unfortunately, it's here to stay, and you got to try to do your best to shoot from the hip and deal with it.
Plus inflation and
and
the gas prices. That's another part of the ever-changing every day.
Just fits into the shell game because
it does. I mean, just when you think that you've got a handle on something and you're being optimistic, then wham, you know, you have inflation in the price of gas. And it is so funny because this time of year I'm doing a lot of presentations and I go back to look at my presentations before to see what material I can use again. And I have found from 2008, 2009 presentations, you know, during the Great Recession, we were faced with the same thing in terms of money and the price of gas. And one of the things, well, what we did, and I'm sure you did too, is that's when we first heard the term staycation. And day trips became a really great source of revenue and people, you know, driving within 3 to 4 hours. We had businesses that had amazing years because we're just so affordable and accessible. And so we're going back to that mantra, which is we're a great our area, all five of our counties, are a great destination if you are watching your budget and don't want to travel too far from home.
I feel like I'm kind of fitting into some of these categories because we have plans this summer for some of those kind of one day things or yes. 2 days mm-hmm. to won't break the bank, but that you can still
good. Now that makes us feel
get
good.
Away
there
a little
we go.
Bit.
Yeah, we're on the right path.
Well, the thing that they say about day trips is that because people aren't spending on hotel rooms, they tend to spend more money on shopping and food, which is great for our local businesses.
And our numbers are definitely reflecting that when yeah. you look at what the state numbers that are provided to us every year, and shopping and food are.
Yeah.
Bread and butter.
Yeah.
Now, also figuring into all this is the labor issues with lack of people to do the jobs.
Yeah.
I know, I guess I this is still part of it, but I know Knoebels had announced fewer hours this year. So is that still on, or have they know anything about their change in that? Because simply because they don't have enough people to run the place.
They're actually, their hours are reduced, but very minimally.
Okay.
I think when you look at the total number of hours it's each week, it's not much. Actually, I just was talking to them last week, and their staffing is definitely improving, and it's well above what happened last year. I mean,
thank God.
I think, well, it was 2 weeks ago, was opening week. And the last 2 weekends, they were actually, last weekend they were able to, hopefully I'm not misquoting myself here, they were actually, through the course of the entire day, they were able to open up every ride, I think with the exception of one. And now, they may not have been open from beginning to start to end, but they were open. Might have limited hours here, and then it closed, and then a new ride opened up, again, based on the market and the time and what people were there.
Definitely a big improvement then from last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, again, some of our lodging and, you know, they're struggling in finding people.
Okay. I mean, if anything, you know, people still have to be tentative and still have to be a little conservative with it and, you know, and trying their best and adjust accordingly in real time a lot. If anything, I think the weather might be, have had more of a negative impact on Knoebels this year with the rain. And same with the campgrounds.
There have been some rainy weekends.
I
forgot about that.
Yeah.
Very rainy weekends. If you tuned in late to the program, we want to let you know we are talking with the directors of the Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau and the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, Otto Karishian and Andrew Miller, respectively, for those organizations. Let's talk about what's new this summer. I know you guys are always kind of working ahead, so when we talk to you, summer may be already in your rearview mirror as far as planning, but for our listeners, tell us what is coming up in both of your regions, and what folks can expect to see more of, maybe new old favorites.
I think what we're going to see is an awful lot of old favorites coming back. There seems to be a lot more optimism and certainty this year. Last year, what we saw about this time was a lot of late spring and summer events that organizations were still unsure they were going to have. What we're witnessing this year is a lot more certainty with that. So we don't really have an awful lot of new events, but what we have an awful lot of the favorite standbys that I think a lot of people got used to. Recently, there was the Lewisburg Arts Festival, right? And I think everyone was looking at that to see, you know, how if that was going to be a good gauge. And it felt like it was the official kickoff of tourism season. The weather was great. It was a beautiful day. People were out and about. It felt the most normal that it had in a while. And what we're seeing is events and organizations that are willing to start scheduling now and stick to that scheduling. You know, the Bacon Festival in McClure happened, which was a great success. Upcoming in June is the Milton Beer Fest that both of us are involved in as part of the River Rat Brew Trail. We're really excited about that. Ticket sales for that event seem to be ahead of schedule. One of the new events is Susquehanna Greenway Partnership on June 4th is having their first outdoor expo that reflects the increase in outdoor recreation. They're having it at the Shikellamy State Park on Packer Island. So we're both participating in that. That is all going to be outdoor recreation based, and we're hoping that the enthusiasts come. We're excited about that. What we're seeing is, you know, the summer concert series are coming back. You know, the River Festival in Sunbury, Little League is back, bigger than ever. So we're seeing summer events that have been traditional and that have been the foundation of a great summer season. So if you are, you know, looking for your favorite event, you know, go to our websites and look in our calendar of events.
That Lewisburg Arts Festival, we got over to that, and yeah, that you stated it right. It felt like the closest thing to normal I've
been
in several years now.
Yeah, it was you know, exciting for us. We were the shuttle sponsor for the shuttle bus that actually, because of Country Covert's closing, that took off from the Country Covert parking lot in front of our visitor center. And I was down at the festival, a staffer who we were open that day to help people out and showcase the area. And she took a picture of the parking lot. You would have thought Country Covert was open. So I thought that was an awesome sign of hopefully what the future holds this summer.
Yeah, I think Andrew nailed it. I think just the event organizers themselves are just, they're more sure themselves. Yeah. And I think it is. It's gearing up full force knowing, hey, we're going to hold our event this year. Again, so a lot of the standards are just excited to get back into the game. The one kind of new one, they launched it for the first time last year, and it's definitely going at a better pace this year, is the Dirty Grim Mountain Biking Race, which takes place in Danville on June 12th. And then just our typical summer events. Another one that takes place the same time as the Susquehanna Greenway event is Pioneer Days down at Pioneer Tunnel.
Yeah,
in Ashland on June 4th. And in July, our standards are all doing really well from just speaking to them and seeing what's going on. That would be Briggs Farm the first weekend in July, the Benton Rodeo the next weekend, the Berwick's World War II weekend event. Again, they're all doing gangbusters, and that's something new, too. The Stuart Tank Museum is now officially open as of 2 weeks ago, and they had their grand opening in their brand-new museum in Berwick, so that was very exciting.
That's really cool. The for folks not familiar with that, those were tanks that were built in Berwick during World War II.
Correct.
So that's incredibly cool a connection and story to that, too.
Yeah, and the World War II event in Berwick is like they do some reenacting, and they'll bring the tanks out, and it's always a great event down at the test track.
Now, usually open with this question, maybe we'll close with it today, but how big is tourism to Pennsylvania? How big is it to this area?
Again, we get all our numbers usually about 16 to 18 months past event. So we're talking 2020 was the latest numbers that we were provided with at the state level.
Yeah.
And obviously that was dead core center of the pandemic. So they dropped significantly, but in comparison to the rest of the Commonwealth, I think we held our own. Our revenue numbers, we were expecting, I know when we budgeted, when we start the year, we budget it normally. And then as soon as the pandemic hit, we altered our budget. And we were probably looking at like a 60 to 70% drop in revenue. And in reality, and it ended up only being for us approximately about 20%. I think just the advantage of us being rural and having a lot of outdoor recreation possibilities, you know, protected us better than, say, a convention property in downtown Philadelphia, which I guess were decimated. We did better, but the numbers are definitely down from 2019, which was a record year at that point in time.
For my three counties in 2019, visitor spending combined was $405 million, which, you know, as Otto was saying, and still in 2019, 2020, you know, there was a little bit of hit of COVID in there, and getting the recent numbers for 2020 for my Tri-County area dropped from 405 to about 280 in visitor spending. So that's huge. Now, I will say this on a positive note. If there was a brick-and-mortar industry in any of our counties that was bringing in $280 million in revenue, you would be like, wow, you know, we need to have that industry in our area. So even at $285 million, even though it was a big drop from 405, it still is bringing money into the area of visitor spending. And I'm confident that when we get the 21 report next year, we'll see those numbers go up. And I'm very excited for this year. I think that we will recover faster than, for instance, a more urban environment with a convention center with a lot of rooms to fill. And they said that, you know, rural Pennsylvania would recover sooner than most other parts of the Pennsylvania. So we want to prove them right. So I think we're on the track.
Yeah, we dropped from a little over $250 million, to about $204 million. So again, we took a hit in 2020, as did everybody.
Yeah.
But I think we did much better than most.
Yeah, when you looked at the report, we were about in the middle of all of the counties in terms of taking a hit. So we weren't as bad as some of the other areas that were more urban, but other areas like the Poconos that had huge outdoor recreation fared a little bit better. So we were in the middle. I'll take it.
Probably in a year we'll have a much better idea of how we're getting past the pandemic.
Then. Yes. Next year at this time, let's see where the conversation goes.
I think even 2021. Those numbers were really pleasantly good.
Surprised in 21.
If you think tourism isn't going well enough, don't blame these guys because they're the busiest people I ever deal with to get together.
And thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, yeah. It's busy. Busy time of year, which is great for everybody.
All right. Yes. And if you want to check out their websites, iTour, ColumbiaMontour.com, and visit centralpa.org. But of course, do a lot more on social media too, as I'm assuming that's all out there too.
Yeah, I would suggest if you really want to see what's going on in the area, check out both of our calendar events on our websites and also Facebook events. We have an enormous amount of people that are looking at Facebook events, and so many of our members, you know, do a co-host request. So our events are just, you know, blowing up. So if you have friends and family coming to visit, or if you're looking for something to do, check out our websites. I can guarantee you won't be bored.
Thanks for being with us on the program today, Otto and Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
And we want to thank each of our listeners for tuning in to the WPGM Community Forum.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.